Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. It's the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
With Aaron Gordon, who's also, Aaron Gordon's defense tonight was, again, I mean, he was terrific. He guarded threes and fours. He played good defense in the interior, and his perimeter defense was, again, was very good. I mean, all those guys, the starters, our worst stretch of defense was in the second quarter, you know, when we broke the lineup at the beginning of the second quarter. The starters on the floor, all of them, the defense was really good for this time of year.
I have a feeling that we are going to hear that a lot throughout the course of this season. Of course, that is Magic head coach Steve Clifford talking about the defense that one Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac, and eventually Mo Bamba will bring together. And we saw a lot of difference the other night as the Magic toppled the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll talk about what we saw in that basketball game. But more importantly, there is a game tonight. It is the final dress rehearsal. Yes, finally, after today, they all count. They all mean something. We're not just out there playing 48 minutes of basketball. Hey, I'm your host, by the way. My name is Aaron Berlin. And if you want to call in, if you want to participate, this is your show. We welcome that. We love hearing it. The call-in number, of course, is 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. We also have a handy new text line that we like to use. That is 50857. 50857. So if you have a comment on Wednesday's game, if you have a thought on tonight's game, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you want to tell Cody what he should do with his last weekend without an NBA basketball game on his schedule, we'd love to hear that too. But Magic getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time tonight. That means we will take the network beginning at 6:30 with Magic tonight. You can hear Brandon Kravitz on that. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock, we'll hand it over to the NBA's very best broadcast crew. That would be Dennis Newman and Richie Adubato as the Magic get set to take on a Spurs team that has just been ravaged by injuries. And when I mean injuries, I talk about the last three first-round picks that they have had in three subsequent exhibition games have all been out due with an injury. Earlier today, Greg Popovich was talking about Derek White and how he went down. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. DeJounte Murray had an ACL tear in their last game. He's out for the rest of the season. And then Lonnie Walker IV is also out for an extended period of time. So the Spurs, despite everything that they have built, they're struggling a little bit today too. So one thing that we're going to talk about here in today's game are three things that I have liked through the first four preseason games of the season. We're also going to talk to Dennis and Richie coming up here in the second segment in about 12 or 13 minutes. But first, witness the start of Orlando Magic basketball in October and November, all for one low price with a fall fast break pass. Kick off the season with six games plus preseason for just $49. All you got to do, visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today. All right, Cody, hit it.
What's trending now?
How about Isaac? Three-point shot left side. He keeps shooting like that. He will never come out of this game. Wow. Isaac triple. Yes, he got it.
See, that's how smart Clifford is. He let him stay in. He knew he was going to make that three.
Weak side rebound DJ. He wants to scoot. And here he comes. Front court lobs the top. He's got Isaac climbing up there high. Oh, how about that? Chief Osceola, big smile there somewhere as he throws it down. Isaac.
Before he made either one of those threes, he's the one the coaches are talking about. I mean, it makes such a difference, you know, in terms of, again, he just plays in a way that he helps his teammates play better. He makes simple plays on offense. He's always in the right spots. He's very smart. He doesn't overplay. And then his defense, both his individual, but his team defense is so good, so good. So even before he made the shots, I mean, making shots is a big part of this, but he's just a good player.
So the Magic have played four preseason contests, right? And a lot of people think that after three games, you pretty much know where your team is at to start the season. And so naturally, heading into today's show, I was like, what are three things that I have seen that I have really liked? Because I always think that there are positives at the start of the season that you need to build off of. Because, right, every season is a new story, right? It has a beginning, it has an arc, it has a climax. And so we are at the very beginning of whatever this 2018-19 Orlando Magic story will be. And so I've identified three things that I think are plot lines throughout the course of the season. So in those four games, the Magic have played three NBA teams. How many of those were playoff teams last year? Two of them. By the time it's all said and done, they will have played four playoff teams or three playoff teams from last season, right? Philly, Miami, and then, of course, the San Antonio Spurs this year. So that is about as good of a test through NBA challenge that you can have at the start of your season. So thing I like, number one, and I think this is something that a lot of people like to see yesterday, was Jonathan Isaac.
Kyle Anderson lost the handle, picked up by Isaac. Couple of steps front court, almost lost it. Dishes out to the left wing. He's got 48. Back to Jonathan, left corner. He'll trigger 4-3. That's up, that's in, and that is a sign of the future right there. A little glimpse, I think. Jonathan Isaac running the floor, and the three-point shot in the corner. Yes, sir.
That is Dennis Newman on the Magic Radio Network. You can hear him beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. But Jonathan Isaac, kind of the mystery man of last year. We didn't really know what we had because he appeared in just 27 games. And then we weren't really sure what we had because he plays 8 minutes against Philadelphia in the opening preseason contest and then goes out for 2.5 games with a sprained ankle. And then all of a sudden you start thinking, oh no, here we go again. What do we have with Jonathan Isaac? You know, paranoia sets in because you don't want the same story for Jonathan Isaac that appeared last year to happen this year. All he does yesterday, or I say yesterday on Wednesday, 15 minutes, 8 boards, 2 steals, 15 points. That play that we highlighted there showed everything that the Magic think that Jonathan Isaac can be in this league, right? Defensively, he's aware. He gets the steal from Kyle Anderson, runs the floor, dishes to his teammate Evan Fournier, sets up in the corner for a 3, and without hesitation, takes it and knocks it down. John Denton in the postgame show asked him, is that a 3 that he would take last year? And Isaac hesitated a little bit and thought about the answer because that's what he does. He's a very smart kid. He is tactical in the way that he answers questions, and he thinks about them before he answers them. And he said, honestly, no, I probably would have hesitated a little bit. And he had no problem setting up and taking that corner 3. And that's what you want to see from Jonathan Isaac this year. You want to see someone who's more confident in what he's doing, who has a little bit of swagger and has that tenacity. And I hope, and I hope, and I hope that those 15 minutes of action, what we saw from Jonathan Isaac in that basketball game, carry over not only to tonight where he will start at the forward position, but throughout the course of hopefully what appears to be 82 NBA regular season games. Because last season was essentially a redshirt year for Jonathan Isaac. This year is no longer a dress rehearsal. It's the real thing. And if we see even an ounce of what we saw from him the other night, then good things are to come from Jonathan Isaac. All right, Cody, topic number two.
They get an open look for Wando. 17 feet out right side. Didn't go. Look at the rebound. Stick back. That's Bamba. That big right hand. Just grabbed it and stuffed it down and in.
Wow, he keeps showing us things we hadn't seen before. Naturally, it's early.
I don't think I necessarily played well. I'm literally just doing everything that Coach Cliff, you know, asked me to do. He literally puts me in the right spots every time, and I just try to do my part and lean on my teammates as much as possible.
So topic number two, no doubt about it. Everybody knew that we were going this way. Mo Bamba has appeared in 3 NBA preseason contests, and in every single game that he has played in, he has impacted that game in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's offensively, whether it's a Twitter conversation with Joel Embiid, whether it's defensively, his length, his size, his athleticism, and how he affects everybody else on the basketball court. Mo Bamba has appeared in 3 games. He's posted 31 points. And in those 3 games, if you average it out, it's easy math. It's Kansas math, as some would say. It's 10 points per game. But more importantly, we saw what he did against Flamengo with 4 blocks. And for a comment like that for a rookie, to sit there and say that after 3 games where, you know, a lot of people would say that was good. We were proud of what you did. You were where you needed to be defensively. Offensively, you picked your spots. And you got a little personality. You got a little swagger to you. You'd be happy with where he's fit in so far with this team. But what I like more is that comment right there. That he is not happy with where he's been these 3 games. That he knows that he still has a long way to go. And he understands that. And look, what was it, 3 or 4 days ago, we had Michael Wallace on this show. And what did he relate Mo Bamba to? David Robinson. And for a kid that all throughout the pre-draft process, through the draft process, through training camp, summer league, has kind of been anointed as the one for the Orlando Magic, that does not sound like a guy who is resting on his laurels. That sounds like a guy who's ready to go, he's ready to fight, and he's ready to run for this Orlando Magic team. And you have to like that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's what you want out of a rookie, and it's something to be very, very excited about. All right, Cody, third and final thing that I have liked so far from this team, hit it.
In this league, if there's not urgency for every preseason game, every practice, no matter what it is, you're not going to last long. So there's no different urgency here than there's ever been any other place I've been. I mean, that's part of being in this league. That's just it.
You know, the first thing when the Magic hired Steve Clifford, Dante ran into my office and he said, you are going to love Steve Clifford. And I didn't fully understand it. I was not here during the Stan Van Gundy year, so I didn't meet Cliff. I didn't understand him as an assistant head coach to Stan. But I'll tell you what, after getting to know him a little bit in May, going through the draft process with this front office, through training camp, and seeing how he runs a training camp, how he runs a shoot-around, the command that he has over his players, and just how he approaches the day-to-day life as an NBA head coach, I am so impressed in a very short amount of time. And it's not just because of the comments that he makes post-game. There's one coach and that I adore, that I love, and it's because he coaches for the university that I went to, and everybody knows this. Bill Self is about as smart of a coach that I've ever been around, that I've ever had the opportunity to talk to. And I'll tell you why. It's because he is humble, but he always answers your question acting like he doesn't know the answer to your question, because he already has the answer and he knows it. Steve Clifford does that in the same way. You ask him a question, and in a roundabout way, he'll say he had something like 15 points, right? Knowing full well that he had 15 points in that basketball game. And he knows which direction this team needs to go in. So those are the three things that I've really liked that I've seen through four preseason games. I'll probably have three more things that I really like after tonight's fifth and final dress rehearsal against those San Antonio Spurs. But those were just some things that I wanted to hit on heading into today's game. It is a 7 o'clock tip time against the Magic and the Spurs. The Spurs enter this contest 2-2, led by Greg Popovich. We'll talk about all that and more. Coming up here in the next segment, we'll talk to the one and only Dennis Newman, as well as his partner, Richie Adubato. They're sitting on the perch. We'll have that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
See a series of thrilling NBA games at Amway Center, all for one low price with the Orlando Magic Fall Fast Break Pass.
Drives down the right side, jump pass left corner. He's got Fournier, the French artillery, for three, right on the money.
Purchase one pass for only $49 and see 6 Orlando Magic home games in October and November. That's 6 games for only $49. Don't miss out. This fast break won't last long. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today.
Hey, Jill, can you help me with our budget?
All right, let's start with internet. You know, since we switched to CenturyLink Price for Life internet, our monthly rate won't change for as long as we keep our plan.
Nice. Well, internet's done. Should we stream a movie?
Yeah, let's stream a movie.
CenturyLink Price for Life internet. Get the speed you need with no rate hikes, no contract, and no bundling needed. Only from CenturyLink. Switch now at CenturyLink.com.
Service offer and speed may not be available in your area. Limited time offer for qualifying residential customers only. Restrictions and taxes apply.
This season, Quartzicle is helping the Magic stay cool with triple insulated canteens and tumblers to keep your drinks ice cold for up to 25 hours. Plus, Quartzicle has just launched a line of amazingly cool soft cooler bags that take your old cooler to a whole new level of style and functionality. Whether you're popping a cork, heading to the beach for the day, or slow dripping Joe, Quartzicle is here to help keep you hydrated in style. That is www.corkcicle.com. Quartzicle, we make cool things.
This is Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic. When I was a kid, I used to wish,
someday, I'm going to play in the NBA.
And I hoped,
someday, I'll be a first-round pick.
And I dreamed,
someday, I'll own the perimeter every night.
Even back then, I knew, someday starts today.
As a proud partner of the Orlando Magic, Florida Hospital supports the future and everyone who believes in someday. After all, someday holds so much hope for all of us.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
Buying a home? I know saving up for down payment and closing costs can be tough, so I want to help. I'm Robert Palmer, and I have a special offer for home buyers. When you use a real estate agent from my new company, Listed.com, and get your mortgage from RP Funding, I'll pay all your closing costs. Check out Listed.com, where you can search homes for sale. And when you bundle a Listed.com agent with RP Funding, I'll pay all your closing costs. Call 855-773-8634 or visit RPFunding.com.
Terms and conditions apply. See website and MLS 701-680, Equal Housing.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime, redefined.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
I think we're establishing a culture of playing hard and being a defensive team and limiting teams at one shot and all those things like that. So I think just our identity, our culture is being defined.
It's Orlando Magic's Jonathan Isaac talking about culture, talking about defensive identity, something that I think they are starting to find here in the NBA preseason. Fifth and final dress rehearsal happens tonight. It's a 7 o'clock tip time against Greg Popovich and a San Antonio Spurs. You can catch that along the Magic Radio Network. You can also catch the pregame show coming up here in about 17 minutes, if I did my math right. That'll be with Brandon Kravitz on Magic tonight. And then we will go to the real guys, the guys who are the best radio crew in all of basketball. I'm going to give them the best introduction I can because it's the only way that I know. Dennis Newman and Richie Adubato, who we welcome in from the perch right now. How's it going, guys?
It's good. We didn't deserve that,
good,
but thank you,
yeah.
Oh,
I'm feeling better now.
You guys deserve everything. Richie, how are you doing?
I'm
Richie?
Feeling real good now.
You're feeling good?
You know, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Richie, one guy who's probably not feeling too good is Greg Popovich. You know, I look at the Spurs team, 47-35 last year, you know, seventh in the Western Conference. They trade one All-Star for another, an All-Star that didn't necessarily play a whole lot last year. And then right out of the gates, they deal with three straight injuries. When you're a head coach, how frustrating is that for you right out of the gate to get hit with the injury bug like that?
Well, you're asking me?
I'm asking you. You were the head coach.
Yeah, I know all about injuries. It seemed like my best player always got hurt, okay? You know, it's very, very difficult. And then you have to, the first thing I want to know is how serious is the injury? ACL are my worst three initials in my life, okay? Because I have lost five All-Stars with ACLs, including Becky Hammon, who's a coach here tonight when she played me for the Liberty. But I could go on and on. Sam Perkins, Roy Tarpley, you just name all the people that are injured. And at that time, it was career-ending. And that's the thing that really bothers you. And so you worry about reoccurring injuries also, all right? And it doesn't go away. It's one of the toughest. And we know last year we were a team that really had a tremendous amount of injuries. And to our main people, to Fournier, to Vucevic, and also to Gordon. So not only is it the seriousness of the injury, but it's also how long are they going to be away from your organization? And, of course, it was really rough last year losing our key guys.
Absolutely. You can also throw in Terrence Ross as well as Jonathan Isaac. Both of those guys available for the Magic tonight. They will get underway beginning at 7 o'clock. Right now talking with Dennis Newman as well as Richie Adubato live from the Amway Center. And, okay, Dennis, let's talk about this San Antonio team a little bit. We mentioned it last year. Seventh in the Western Conference, made the playoffs, 47 up, 35 down. And then a lot of people, all they want to talk about is missing Kawhi Leonard. They get back DeMar DeRozan. To me, even with these injuries, when you look at them, they have Gasol, Rudy Gay, DeMar DeRozan, and Aldridge. That's still a pretty good four to have, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't disagree at all. In fact, you look at the starting five that they still can roll out there now, Aaron, despite the injuries. I mean, there's two All-Stars, maybe a third should be. Rudy Gay, right there. He never made an All-Star team, but he plays like an All-Star. Although, as we say that right here tonight, I just heard Popovich say Rudy Gay is out and may be out for a little while. He's got a heel injury, so... Boy, it just continues to get worse for Popovich and the Spurs already without DeJounte Murray, without Lonnie Walker, their rookie. Derek White goes down, and now Rudy Gay. A lot of injuries.
I was going to say it's starting to pile up for Greg Popovich and those Spurs, but I'll tell you what, this Magic team will have everybody ready tonight. Jonathan Isaac is back in the starting five. And, you know, Dennis and Richie, that's one thing that I want to talk to you guys about. You guys have seen a lot of guys come and go in this league. And, you know, for Jonathan Isaac, a guy who missed a lot of time last year, how good... For you guys, at least, that have seen players progress through this league, for him to come out and be as confident as he was and look as comfortable as he was on Wednesday night against Memphis.
Well, I mean, I think it's because he has an understanding of the game. He has a very good attitude. So I think he realizes, and with the help of the coaches, that if he remains positive, that he has a lot of talent. So therefore, he hasn't missed he's missed some games, but because he's intelligent and understands that he has the talent, I think he recovers and will certainly help us win some ball games. He's one of the best defenders on our team, and he can guard twos, threes, or fours, which in this style of play nowadays, and maybe even ones, because I've seen him keep everybody in front, and then, of course, with his length, he challenges it. So that's very important. A lot of times you can switch pick and rolls. He'll be a real help there, and like I say, very bright guy, and we're just hoping the best for him.
I was going to say, Dennis, Nick Vucevic kind of likened him to this team's X factor, and that's what I saw on Wednesday. We didn't get to see a whole lot of that, but just the impact that he can have in limited minutes is huge for this team, isn't it?
Yeah, and I would agree with Nick. I think he is the X factor, and really the only factor there, Aaron, is he on the floor or is he not? When we've seen Jonathan Isaac on the floor, he makes a huge difference. Now, look at it. He's played just 26 minutes in this preseason. You know, it has to get better than that for the Magic and Jonathan Isaac for him to make a difference. Hopefully, he's ready to go. We'll see him on Wednesday night against the Heat. We'll see him tonight as well here to close out the preseason. But Wednesday night against the Heat, and we'll keep him healthy most of the way. That would help because when he's been on the floor, he's a difference maker. There's just no question about it.
That is a great point, and I'm going to ask the coach this. Coach, when you were working with players and, you know, trying to teach them the intricacies of the game, how do you teach them not to foul? That's a hard thing for a young player to not get sped up in those situations, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, because you want aggressive defense, and when guys really get into it, then you have to explain to them not to be overly aggressive, right? When you're playing a guy in the post, and, of course, you try to deny him the ball, that's the first thing, a topside him so he doesn't get it. When he gets it in the low post, first of all, you try to use your forearm to keep him from getting you deep. If you can make him post up in the second, on the second marker in the lane, and then he's not so close. Now his hook shots, when he takes them, are a little bit further out than they should be. But understand, you don't need to block shots. You just need to challenge shots. And that's all the way around. That's on jump shooters. You're doing your job. If you go up straight, you challenge the shot. But when you foul him, you just ruined everything that you did, okay? Because now he's on the line. You got to foul. They may go in, and get into, you know, shooting extra fouls because of that. And it's hard, but you got to do a lot of film work with them in order for them to understand. And then the biggest thing we always used to teach is when the big guy gets the ball in the post and he pump fakes at you. You don't look at the pump fake. You look at his eyes. I'm going to give you a little hint here on what you do. When you look at his eyes, he will not shoot the ball until he looks at the rim. So he can pump fake once, twice, three times, whatever. You won't leave your feet until you see his eyes go up to the rim, and then you leave your feet. And believe me, that'll save you a lot of fouls in the low post because you see how many guys go for the pump fake. They all go for it. So... just a little trick.
Richie, do you have any tricks on teaching me how not to travel? That was always my big issue, is I take like four steps before I actually dribble the basketball.
Four steps? Really?
Well, absolutely. Well, I was not good.
You were the beginning of the Euro step. Absolutely. They get away with 3.5, so you were almost there a long time ago.
Richie's got a little drill for you, Aaron, but he's going to need some duct tape.
Just glue me to the floor. Hey, guys, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
all right,
AB.
All right, AB.
That was Dennis and Richie live for The Perch. You can catch them coming up here in about 7 minutes when we get underway with Magic tonight. Hey, just a reminder, choose any 7 games with your Orlando Magic Flex plan. Choose the best seats to the best games and save big off-gate prices. See top opponents all year long like the Warriors and LeBron James and his Lakers. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase a Flex plan today. That does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic are partnering with CenturyLink to recognize Central Florida students excelling in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math with the STEM All-Stars program. If you know a deserving student, visit orlandomagic.com/STEM to fill out a nomination form. 5 students throughout the season will receive tickets to a Magic game, a personalized jersey, and be recognized on the court at the game. To learn more or to nominate a student, visit orlandomagic.com/STEM.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.